Chapter 42.
No wonder Sloan had no idea what the planet Jakku was. It lies at the margins of the western reaches. Flung so far into the galaxy, she's not really sure if they're even in the galaxy anymore. The system is close to unknown space, the uncharted end of the galaxy, beyond which lurk terrible nebula storms and gravity wells. Those who have tried to traverse the space outside the galaxy have never returned, though distorted, half-missing communications have come back. Messages warning of geomagnetic anomalies and slashing plasma winds. They take the cargo ship down to the ground. The world that awaits is a desolate, dead place. Sand and stone and bleach scour skies. They set down not far from a rust pan outpost near a wide-open salt plain. She and Brenton walk. Sloan grimaces and feels at her side. Her hand comes away damp with fresh red. Just a few dabs of it. I'll be fine, she thinks. She hopes. The sun scorches them. The air is dry as bone dust. They head into the outpost, and she nods toward... Well, it's not a cantina. It's too primitive to deserve that name. It's mostly a bar cobbled together out of soldered scrap underneath some bent and pitted roof. An unshaven man with a grease streak across his forehead stands behind the bar, pouring something chunky into a glass for a skull-headed alien whose species is unknown to her. The man turns toward her.
I don't know you.
I don't know you either, she says.
Natiwasha tojalichawa,
the skullhead says. The man behind the bar shakes his head.
Yeah, I know. I'm not really from around here either. Job's a job, Gaswin.
To Sloan and Brenton, he says,
I got knockback nectar if you want some. That'll be 10 credits apiece or 1/4 portion from the Orkun hub.
I don't want to drink.
Then we don't have anything to talk about,
the bartender says. What's your name?
Don't see how that's any of your business. But it's Ballast. Corwin Ballast. And you are?
Sloan hesitates. She summons a name like a ghost.
Adia. Adia Wright.
Great to meet you,
he says, clearly not meaning it.
Again, I sell drinks here. So if that's not what you want...
This is a bar. Bars are usually excellent places to get information.
Oh, you want information? Here's some. The planet you are on is called Jakku. Nothing is here. Everyone on this world is a ghost. If you're here, you might be a ghost too. Anything more detailed than that, you will have to wait till Urgo's on shift. I'm newish, so sorry.
We're looking for someone.
They're probably not here.
Gallius Rax. Or Galli. Or Rax. Or...
Yeah, lady, I don't know.
But then, his words drift off as his gaze turns to the space above her head. Up, up, up. Suddenly, a long shadow falls over them, like a sword-shaped cloud passing in front of the sun.
No,
he whispers. Brenton gasps. Sloan turns, and she too gasps. Up above, a super star destroyer has come out of hyperspace, tearing the sky open like a slicing blade. The Ravager, she thinks. All around it, other ships begin to jump in one by one. Star destroyers, mostly, manifesting out of nothing. Dozens of them. More than she commanded, which can only mean these are the hidden fleets, the ones concealed across the nebulae. She came to Jakku looking for Gallius Rax. It looks like Rax has come home, and he has brought the whole empire, and her ship with him. The bartender's face goes white as he says rather solemnly,
War has come to Jakku.